Hallelujah. Father, we are just grateful once again tonight for the opportunity you've given us to come together in prayer, to lift up your name, to magnify you, God, to glorify you, to exalt you, O God, and just to declare that you are God all by yourself. There is nobody like you. We thank you, O God, that as we come in prayer, we come not in our own name, but we come in the name that is above any other name, the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And Father, we come not empty-handed, but we come by the way of the blood. And we say, God, tonight, hear our prayer. Attend to our supplication, God. Let something happen in the heavens, O God, because we have prayed. We come into agreement and come into alignment. And we say, let thy kingdom come and let thy will be done here on earth, O God, as it is in heaven. Let this hour, God, come into conformity with what you saw before the worlds were even formed. Whatever you purpose this hour for before the foundations of the earth, O God, we come into agreement and we come into alignment with it, O God. And we say, let thy kingdom come and let thy will be done here on earth, O God, as it is in heaven. You said, God, as you spoke to Zerubbabel, you said, not by might nor by power, but God, you said, by your spirit. By your spirit, God, tonight move. By your spirit, God, tonight saturate the atmosphere, agitate the atmosphere for the supernatural. There is an expectation in our hearts, O God, that you are going to move. You are going to do that which is above our expectation. You are going to do the exceedingly, the abundantly, the above all that we could ever ask or think. We ask, God, for the raising up of our faith, for we know that without faith it is impossible to please you. We ask, O God, for the uplifting of our faith to believe even for the impossible, to believe for the supernatural, to believe, O God, for everything that you have promised to do for our lives, O God, in this hour. We thank you, O God, that we can call upon your name even in the midnight hour. We can call upon your name even in the midst of the darkness, O God. You hear and you attend, O God, to our cries. Tonight, God, we bring every man, every woman that is on the prayer line. We bring them before you, O God. Every need that they have, you know. Every desire that they have in their hearts, O God, you know. Every cry that they have cried, every tear that they have shed, O God, before you has not been in vain. You have gathered it, O God, and you are going to bring it for a remembrance before you, O God. We declare that, God, you said you will supply all their needs according to your riches in glory. We ask for supernatural provision to be released, O God, into their lives. Whatever need they have, we declare your sufficiency, O God. We declare your abundant provision, O God, that you will manifest yourself, O God, in the capacity of their need. Should anybody need healing, O God, we declare that you are the all-sufficient healer. If anybody needs a breakthrough, O God, you are able to do more than what they expect, O God, for you are the God of the breakthrough. Situations that they are going through, O God, that need a divine intervention, you are the intervener, O God, and you are going to bring them to that expected end that you promised them, O God. For those that are holding on to your word, holding on to your promises, O God, for those that are still waiting on you, O God, patiently waiting, we know that, God, you will not disappoint, O God, for you are a God who is always on time. Father, let your word be made manifest now. Let your promises, O God, that are yes and amen, be made manifest, O God. We declare that this very moment, you are bringing the manifestation and the realization of every dream that you have given them, O God, that you said it is for this appointed season. That which they have carried in their spirits, O God, they have believed. They will not be disappointed, O God, for your word shall not return to you void. Your word is going to accomplish what you sent it to do in their lives, O God. They are being raised up from the miry clay, O God, and you are are setting their feet on the solid rock who is Christ. I pray that God, those that are wavering in their faith tonight will receive an impartation of faith. They will hold on steadfast to the word of God, which does not disappoint. Let your word begin to quicken a faith in them, O God. Let your word begin to quicken a hope in them, O God, knowing that you said you will never leave them nor forsake them, O God, knowing that you are an ever-present help in the time of need, in the time of trouble. God, you are there. Whatever they are walking through right now, God, they are not walking through it on their own, for you are there with them, leading them, O God, guiding them, O God, in paths of righteousness, O God, to the appointed end you ordained for their lives. We declare and we decree that, God, you are still the refuge and the fortress. You are still their shield, their buckler, O God. You are the one who raised a hedge of protection around them, O God. The enemy will not have his way. We stand by your word, O God, that says no weapon formed against us shall prosper. We declare that that word is going to become a reality in their lives. Whatsoever the enemy has desired to perpetrate in their lives, O God, we declare that it will not prevail. The desires of the enemy, O God, will not prevail in our lives. Whatever the enemy has planned, O God, we declare that it is going to fall to the ground. We superimpose the will, the designs, the plans, and the purposes of God over whatsoever the enemy is trying to do. Let all that which the enemy has intended, O God, fall to the ground, but that which God has purposed to do will be made manifest in our lives for the praise and the glory of our Father in heaven. We declare that, God, where they are right now, there are angels that are present, that are watching over them, that there are angels that are going to and fro in the earth, O God, doing the Lord's bidding on their behalf, O God. Resources are being gathered, O God, from the north, from the east, from the west, and the south, O God, that they are being released into their lives, O God. Divine orchestrations, divine positioning and repositioning, O God. Divine establishment of relationships, O God, being set forth in motion, O God, for what God has said is going to happen in their lives. The promises that they have been holding on to, O God, the enemy will not discourage them to a place where they are going to let go. They are holding on to the everlasting arms of God, and they will see the manifestation of everything that God has promised. I pray, O God, for that man and for that woman who has said, I am about to give up on God. I declare that you cannot afford to give up on God, because God is on your side and God has not given up on you. Things may not be the way that you want them to, but God has declared by his word that all things work together for the good for them that love the Lord. I declare that things are working for your good right now. You may not see the good, but God is working in the background. God has set things in motion to release blessings in your life. God has set things in motion to set you up as the head and not the tail. God has set things in motion to elevate you. God has set things in motion to enlarge you. God has set things in motion to bring you to a place of peace, joy, and strength, knowing that your God is there with you. You may not see it right now, but God has declared that you are not required to walk by sight, but you are required to walk by faith. Walking by faith means trusting God in the path that he is leading you. I declare and I decree that the enemy will not cause his darkness to come over you, but you are going to see the great light of God that is shining up the path that you are supposed to walk in. I declare that you may be discouraged right now, but look up unto the hills from whence cometh your help. Your help comes from the Lord. Men may disappoint you, but I need to remind you tonight that the word of God declares that many trust in chariots and horses, but hope thou in God. I declare that your faith is not going to fail. God is going to strengthen your faith tonight. You are going to keep on holding on to to what God has promised, because at the appointed time it is going to be exactly as God has declared it. Your body may be in, may have some sickness right now, but I want to remind you that God is still the healer. His word says, by his stripes you were healed. I declare that there is an appropriation of healing that is coming upon your body right now. There is no sickness, there is no disease, there is no impurity that is greater than your God. We have the power to command sickness out of your body. Therefore, by the power of the Holy Spirit, by the power of the superior blood of Jesus, we declare healing over you. For the praise and the glory of our Father in heaven, we speak to your bones. Come into divine alignment now. Be in alignment as God designed for you to operate in the name of Jesus. Every cell in your body that is out of alignment, be commanded now to come into alignment in the name of Jesus. Every blood disease that you are suffering from, we command it now to leave your body in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you and we praise you, oh God. We come against the spirit of glaucoma, God. We declare perfect, complete healing in their sight in the name of Jesus. And Father, somebody has been going through a season of tremendous headaches, oh God. We release healing over your body now in the name of Jesus. Let healing take place for the praise and the glory of our Father in heaven. Father, you are the one who causes the weary backs to be straight, oh God. We command, God, their backs to be healed now in the name of Jesus, oh God, like you did, oh God, in the days of old, when that woman, oh God, was punched, oh God, because she'd been carrying a sickness, oh God. We declare healing now. We beg being made straight now in the name of Jesus. God, pain in their back, oh God, we command it to leave now in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you and we praise you, oh God, for some, oh God, that are suffering in their chest, oh God, coughing and all those things, we declare healing now in the name of Jesus. We declare no more complete function of your lungs in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you and we praise you, oh God, for your praise and your glory. Father, we declare that tonight somebody's ears are being healed right now. There's been some ringing in their ears, oh God. We command it now to stop and leave their body in the name of Jesus. God, we declare tonight it's a pain in the name of Jesus. And Father, we now to move in their home. We give you authority now to move in their marriage. We give you authority now to move, oh God, in their family, God. Heal relationships, oh God. Heal marriages, oh God, for your praise and for your glory. Let them not be brought to shame because they believe in God, but let the excellence of our God show up in their family. Let the excellence of our God show up in their marriage. Let the excellence of our God show up in their sons and their daughters. Let the excellence of our God show up in every area of their lives, oh God, that their testimony may be compelling to others, that they can say they serve an almighty God. Father, as you did in the days of old, when they heard of how you split the Red Sea, of how you caused them to cross over the River Jordan, how you caused them, you sustained them in the wilderness, oh God, may that word bring fear in the camp of our enemies, oh God, knowing that we are not on our own and we are not of our own, but we are of God, empowered by God, by the Spirit from on high. We declare and we decree, oh God, that we may be pressed on every side, but God, we are not going to be crushed. We stand steadfast, strong on the word of God, and our God has never failed us. Our God has maintained his faith faithfulness throughout all generations. And God, we declare and we decree that your name is still excellent, that your name is still mighty. But God, all power in heaven and in earth, oh God, belongs to you. God, there is nothing that the enemy can do to defeat what you have planned to do. We declare and we decree that God is our banner, and we raise up that banner and we declare that God is victorious. We declare that we have overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. No matter what the enemy is trying to do, the truth of God will prevail in our lives for the praise of and the glory of our Father in heaven. I declare that in your home right now, where you are right now, something is stirring up in your spirit, reminding you to keep on believing in God. Keep on trusting in God. Keep on holding unto the promises of God. God will not disappoint you. It doesn't matter what the enemy has been saying. I declare that God will not disappoint you. You may be discouraged right now, but remember, God will not disappoint you. God will not disappoint. I want to remind you, I don't know who you are, and I don't know what you are going through right now. I want to remind you that God will not disappoint you. He is still God from everlasting to everlasting. He is God. And I want you to know there is no battle that is hard for your God. There is no point in history. There is no point in this side of eternity, nor the other side, that the enemy has been able to prevail over God. I declare that because God is on your side and you are on the side of God, you are going to prevail. There is a song of rejoicing. There is a song of victory that I want to speak into your spirit. There is a song of rejoicing that is rising up in the spirit, in the midst of chaos, in the midst of confusion, in the greatest hour of battle. There is a song of victory that is rising up in your spirit, and that song declares you have overcome because God has been with you. Somebody say hallelujah. You have overcome. You have overcome. You have overcome. You have overcome. You have You may be in a defensive position, but I declare that tonight you have overcome in the name of Jesus. You have prevailed because God has caused you to prevail over your enemies, and there is nothing that the devil can do to reverse what God has decreed. There is no one who can reverse the decree of the king. Anybody hearing? There is nobody who can reverse what God has declared over you. All you have to do is believe. All you have to do is trust in the God who has declared that word over you. You have overcome. I will say it again. You have overcome. Your marriage may seem to be on the rocks right now, but there is a restorer. Kusha rabase ke te riku raba rabase te ria bandera boku sheri rabase ke ria ndose ke yaba baresto bronde be karika baseki ya raba doso kopro taraba rabandere koshukuri ya batara berenduro soko rabaye ke te sere barak Kuroshere, Barasia Tosho Kopara, Kedesia Dombre, Teria Karaba Seri, Barae Kuroshe, Bekia Rabai, Tevandere Korobasi, Teresta Rabandere Borosi, Yavakara, Bradosia Bandere Broste, Kia Baraya, Torevere Sit.
Kiti Yakova, Barika Randoro Korebe Karia, Bashe Terias Tabare, Brontere Kia Tabase Kia, Badesta Rabandere Koshe Kia Raba, Erevro Sora Banderia Kares Raba, your marriage will not fail. Oh, Shere, Rebe Korosha Raba, somebody say hallelujah. God is going to step in the midst of your marriage. God is going to rearrange things. Ada Okuraba, Reste Keria Bakaya, Ase Keke Teria Barra, O Sheke Beria Doseria Ba, Boros de Barikia Darabasidiara. In the name of Jesus, there is nothing that is difficult for your God to restore. Somebody say hallelujah. Nothing difficult for your God to restore. I want you to know that when God does a work of restoration, it's not going to be like it was before. Somebody say hallelujah. It is not going to be like what it was before. It is going to be better. It is going to be greater. It is going to be better. It is going to be greater, because your God, your God, your God, your God operates in the realm of the exceeding. Somebody say hallelujah. He operates in the realm of the exceeding. Right now, I speak life to your finances. 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 I speak enlargement. I speak increase in your finances. I declare that the word of God has said you are blessed to be a blessing. You are going to be blessed in your finances for you to be a blessing. Somebody say hallelujah. I see go koraba sarabandere ko sharaba raye ko woshe ko koraba esakar. Can I just help somebody change their language here tonight? Can I help somebody change their language here tonight? You see, you have been asking God to prosper you financially. And God is saying, you asking me to prosper you is limiting me. You want to be wealthy, but God wants to make you a blesser. It's a different perspective. It is a different perspective. You just want to be able to make it, but God wants you to enable other people to make it. There is a difference. There is a difference. You just want to be able to pay your bills, but God is saying, I'm operating in the exceeding realm. I want you to be able to bless other people so that they can pay their bills. Anybody hearing? You have been praying for God to increase your faith, and God is saying, I just don't want to increase your faith because I am an exceeding God. I want your faith to be able to minister to other people, because you are blessed to be a blessing. I pray that God will not only change your language to speak from an exceeding perspective, but that your faith is going to come from an exceeding realm. You have been asking for God to anoint you to be famous, but God wants to anoint you to be an anointer of other people. Oh, Karaba, anybody hearing me tonight? I feel that there is something that God wants to do in somebody's heart tonight. You have been asking God to heal your broken heart, but God is saying you are limiting me. I want to minister to you so that you can go and be a minister to others. It's not just about your redemption, but it's about God bringing you into a redemptive purpose, into a redemptive assignment. Anybody? So it's not about God just giving you a word, but it's about God making you a word carrier. Anybody here? God is saying, when they were in the book of Acts in the upper room, it was not about just them to receive the Holy Ghost and say, we are filled up. Okora, anybody hearing me here tonight? Because God is about to usher you to go into your ministry. He is about to usher you to go into a place of service. He is about to usher you into the realm of the exceeding, where you are. Okara, baseke deke deko ro shada ba ba dozo ro koko kota basandere na kiara e karajo koshi kiara basa deke di kodumbre zada koshika. Rika, Badaya Sobre Deta Niko Rosha, Goko Barande Rikadaya Basan. The word I hear in my spirit is overflow. If you are acting in the exceeding realm, you are acting in the realm of the overflow. That is where God is Ekido Ruto Rabaze de Zedo Gobo da Dizara Badagia Dozorobo Yuroba Ziki Araba in the realm of the overflow Kurabazan Rabakadaya Bazede Borosta Bakadariki Adabadarabose. That means from the place of the overflow, what is or whatever is in your cup, whatever is in your cup is going to be able to bless other people. I declare that God is pushing you into the realm of the exceeding, into the realm of the overflow in wisdom, into the realm of the overflow in understanding, into the realm of the overflow in knowledge, into the realm of the overflow in terms of resources, in the realm of the overflow in terms of the anointing, in the realm of the overflow in terms of His word, in the realm of the overflow in terms of your prayer, in the realm of the overflow in terms of your faith, in the realm of the overflow in your ability to see, in the realm of the in the realm of the overflow in the works of your hands, in the realm of the overflow, so that whatsoever you set your mind to do will not only be a blessing to you, but it is going to be a blessing to others. I declare and I decree that tonight God is ashakado zora bandere. God is pushing your prayer into the realm of the overflow. O sharabaseke, when you are not only going to be able to stand in the gap for your sons and your daughters, but you are going to be able to stand in the gap for nations, you are in the realm of the overflow. Korabazande kojarabaziki arabazanda roko sharaba dezede gedezoro morota karaye karegoro sharaba. May you be able to fully embrace your identity in God, so that your overflow will be able to minister to others who are searching for who they are. Asarabo koroshere rabazere koroshabandere bokorabase rabakarando roshorobakarabandere ru sharabandere koroshaba esta kare koroshaba andere sukuria bakarandesia badare. Can you be a resource that God can depend on? Can you be a resource that God can lean on? Because you are operating in the realm of the exceeding, you are operating in the realm of the overflow. Sharabandoro korobo shiria bandaraba. May you be able to minister beyond your generations, beyond your own capabilities, because you are us. Because you are operating in the realm of the overflow. The only way you are operating in the realm of the overflow is not because of your own strength. Anybody hearing me here tonight, God is stirring up something in your spirit. You are being pushed into the realm of the overflow. All you have to do is embrace it. All you have to do is believe it. All you have to do is be like Mary. God, be it done unto me according to thy word, for the praise and the glory of our Father in heaven. I feel a stirring up right now. I feel a stirring up right now. Oh sharaba rebe koroshuria bandarabo korabasandaraba reke teze koroko tabazandaraba rebe koroshuraba. Somebody say hallelujah. Adiso kukudura bikiria bandara ya sora bandaria karabasirian muresiandoro kurabaziki araba. God, tonight move okorabazandaba ikere oshiria bandaratsia karaba. Now, when you are in this realm of the exceeding, in the realm of the overflow, you are not going to be ministering from your place of hurt, from your place of woundedness, because God is stepping in and God is healing. 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 ekete korabasa desire bandeso ro kurabasandara ai korabasa e koshuru dosia base keria. Somebody say hallelujah for the realm of the overflow, for that realm of the exceeding, for that realm of the abundant. I want to pull up a verse for you here tonight. Yes, araba kere soro kuro sharabandere kuria basia. In the name of Jesus, somebody just say hallelujah. I carry a basokoro, rosha da zeke de zekeria basara, moshara ba de zara. This is what Matthew says when I was speaking about overflow. This is what God has said. Kado zoro koto zoro badara. He says, take heed, Matthew 6, take heed that you do not do your charitable deeds before man to be seen by them. Otherwise, you have no reward from your Father in heaven. Therefore, when you do a charitable deed, do not sound a trumpet before you as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets, that they may have the glory from men. Assuredly, I say to you, they have their reward. But when you do a charitable deed, do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing, that your charitable deed may be in secret, and your Father who sees in secret will himself reward you openly. Anybody hearing me? God is saying you are going into a realm where you are going to be a blessing to others, and he is giving you instruction. Somebody say hallelujah. He is giving you instruction that you are getting into a realm where you are going to be a blesser. You are going into a realm where you are going to be a blessing. And in that realm, God is saying, it's not about you tooting your own horn. It's about you doing what God has said must be done from the overflow. And God is going to reward you greatly. Somebody say hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. And here is what God is saying. Matthew 6, verse number 25. He says, therefore, I say to you, oh Korabasha, do not worry about your life. Oh Koro, oh Shalom, what you will eat or what you will drink, nor about your body, what you will put on. Is not life more than food, and the body more than clothing? Look at the birds of the air, for they are neither sow nor reap nor gather into barns, yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not of more value than they? Which of you by worrying can add one cubit to his stature? And he says, so why do you worry about clothing? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They neither toil nor spin. And yet I say to you that even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. Now if God so clothes the grass of the field, which today is and tomorrow is thrown into the oven, will he not much more clothe you, O ye of little faith? Ah, karabasa reko shabara. I am saying from this place of overflow. This place of overflow is a place of total dependency on God, total dependency on the provision of God. Ask anybody hearing me here tonight. God is about to clothe you. God is about to provide for you. Usho korabasa reko shabara. Can I go a little bit deeper? He says in 31, therefore do not worry, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear? That means God is not only going to provide for you in terms of what you shall wear. I hear the sound of garments of righteousness being pressed in heaven. I hear garments of gladness. I hear garments of joy being pressed in heaven. Ah, hear gamendo kogosha. God is about God is about to dress you. Oh karabasara. E kere koroshara bandara bose ke dezara ruko doje keria bazana base reke dezo koshara. As what God is what God is about to put on you, money cannot buy it. What God is about to put on well, the wealth of the world cannot buy it. Ah seko shoko tora bazar. God is about to dress you in royal garments. Anybody hearing me here tonight? Ah sarabando soroko hosha rebeko shoko rebekara bandri kurabas rabase keria base rekurabasiria ba kusharabandre ko sete kete saraba rad. God is about to clothe you. Aebo shereba riada baka eh saraba eh. Can I just yoko sharabandra? I feel the spirit moving. Let me just give you a picture. Anybody? Ah, sekaraba. I'm about to lose my mind with what God is showing. Oh, shit. Zechariah 3 says, then he showed me Joshua, the high priest, standing before the angel of the Lord, and Satan standing at his right hand to oppose him. And the Lord said to Satan, the Lord rebuke you, Satan. The Lord has chosen Jerusalem. The Lord who has chosen Jerusalem rebuke you. Is this not a brand plucked from the fire? Now Joshua was clothed with filthy garments and standing before the angel. Then he answered and spoke to those who stood before him, saying, take away the filthy garments from him. And to him he said, see, I have removed your iniquity from you, and I will clothe you with rich robes. Anybody? And he says, and I said, let them put a clean turban on his head, a new mind, a new way of thinking. So Karaban, they say, so they put a clean turban on his head, and they put the clothes on him, and the angel of the Lord stood by. He says, take no thought of what you should wear, because you are going into the realm of the exceeding. How many of you know what God puts on you, no man can take it away? No, oh, oh, sekeria da zege de zada boshu totoruku da bazar rede kuko kera baziku roshuku da baze. God is about to do something. He pushing you, we said, into that realm of the overflow, into the realm of the exceeding. There is going to be, exceeding joy. Anybody hearing me? Exceeding joy, exceeding gladness, exceeding peace in you, because God is clothing you. Oh, karabasara. Isaiah speaks of the garments of righteousness. Let me go back to Matthew. He says, take no thought of what you shall wear. Take no thought of what, do not think, do not worry about what you shall drink. Anybody hearing that verse again? Take no thought of what you shall drink. Anybody? Not only is God going to clothe you in garments of righteousness, in rich robes, he says, take no thought of what you shall drink. Can I just tell somebody? But there was a woman who was sitting by the well of Jacob, coming to get some water. She went there, and there was somebody who was sitting by the well of Jacob, and he said, I will give you water to drink, and you shall thirst no more. Anybody hearing me? You are God, and you shall thirst, because you are going to drink from a well that has not been dug by man. The Bible says a well that has not been hewn by man. Anybody hearing me? God is called. I feel an excitement in my spirit that God is about to clothe me with garments of joy. He is about to clothe me with garments of peace, garments of gladness. Not only is he going to clothe me, but he is going to cause me to drink from the well that will never run dry. He is He's going to clothe me. He's going to ask me to drink from the well that I will never thirst again. There are no waters that are more sweeter than the water that comes from the vein of Emmanuel. Can I tell somebody here tonight? You see, when they were walking in the wilderness, they were thirsty. And God said to Moses, there is a rock you are going to strike, and there is water that is going to flow. And those waters never ran dry. Anybody here, God, and they are so sakari. It was speaking about the nation of Israel drinking the waters from the well of God. And he said, Can I go a little bit deeper to talk to you about the overflow? And we're still praying, but I want to build your faith tonight for the overflow, for the exceeding. He says, what? Take no thought of what you shall wear. Take no thought of what you shall drink. We spoke about the garments God is pressing in heaven and going to lay on you. We spoke about waters coming from the well that will never dry. And he says, do not worry of what you shall eat. Anybody hearing? Take no thought of what you shall eat. Take no thought of what you shall eat. In the wilderness, he fed the manna. Anybody hearing? In every season of your life, there is an abundance of provision. Anybody hearing? In the wilderness, he provided for them. In the wilderness, he fed them. Anybody hearing me here tonight? That's overflow. In one season, they were eating manna. In the next season, they were eating from the land of promise. Anybody here? He says, take no thought of what you shall eat. When you are in the overflow, anybody hearing me? When you are in the overflow, it's very difficult for you to think about what to eat because everything is there. Anybody hearing me? Because your agony is not about, is there anything to eat? It's about, what shall I eat? You see, the issue is not about, what is there, how much is there to eat. It's, what shall I eat? You have a choice. Anybody hearing me? You have a choice. But whenever you are dealing with the exceeding of God, here's what God does. Even in the midst of adversity, in the midst of a famine, in the midst of a drought, in the midst of chaos, in the midst of war, God will still find food to feed you. Anybody hearing? You see, I can just give you a scripture. Surah, he says, thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. So not only is God going to clothe you in garments of righteousness, in rich robes, he's going to cause you to drink from the waters that will never run dry, waters from the well that has never been dug by man, and God is going to set up a table with supernatural provision. Anybody hearing me? But I'm speaking about a God who operates in the overflow. I'm speaking about a God who operates in the exceeding. Anybody hearing me? And this God who operates in the exceeding, you see, if God operates in the exceeding, then God has to meet our needs in every sphere of our existence. He has to meet our needs in every realm of existence. Anybody hearing me? That means God has to meet your physical needs, and God has to provide spiritual spiritually, for your spiritual provision. That when he says, take no thought of what you shall wear, take no thought of what you shall eat, take no thought of what you shall drink. I want somebody here to know that the word of God is going to be your sustenance. The word of God is going to be your feeding. The word of God is going to be your provision. Because he said, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. Ay, ko kurabasa. That means God is going to feed you spiritually. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. I want to say it again. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. I'm going to say it one more time. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. God is saying provision in both realms, bread and the word. Bread and the word. Bread and the word. That simply means this. You are going to be so full of the word of God that circumstances around you do not affect your internal environment, because you are so full of the word of God. The word of God is not seasonal. Anybody hearing me? The word of God is for all seasons. It's going to sustain you, the word of God. And we spoke about being in the realm of the overflow. Hebrews 11 tells us, faith is a substance of things hoped for, and the evidence of things not yet seen. Amplified Version says that it is the assurance, it is the title deed for that which is hoped for. But the Bible also tells us that faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And God is saying, I will provide for you not only natural things, but my word to sustain you. You are going to be so full of the word of God, you're going to be so full of faith. Because you are so full of faith, you have title deeds to what God is about to release in your life. You are entitled to the blessings that God is releasing. You are entitled to the breakthroughs that God is releasing. In fact, the faith that you have in God, the faith that you have in God is a legal instrument that you use to assert your claim on what God has said is yours. And God is saying, I'm giving you my word to build a faith in you, to give you title deeds to a whole bunch of things
that I'm laying out for you. But here's the thing. I'm almost done. He says this now, Matthew 6. For after all these things the Gentiles seek, for your heavenly Father knows that you need all these things. And then he says, Matthew 6:33, one of my all-time favorite verses. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about its own things. Sufficient for the day is its own trouble. Here's the thing. God is saying, I am going to provide for you. I am going to clothe you. I am going to give you waters that you will never thirst anymore. I'm going to feed you not only bread, I'm going to give you my word. But you have a responsibility. You have a responsibility. God is saying, do not worry about natural things, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And God is saying, what you shall eat, what you shall drink, what you shall wear is in the kingdom. Anybody hearing me? What you shall wear, what you shall eat, what you shall drink is in the kingdom. So seek ye first the kingdom of God. Tonight I pray, as God is pushing you into the overflow, into the realm of the exceeding, that your priorities are right, that your priorities are straight, that you are seeking the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And all these things, what you shall eat, what you shall drink, and what you shall wear, shall be added to you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And let me give you a real life example. You see, if you want to make a living, you have to work. Anybody hearing me? If you want a living, you have to work. You have to put some work into it. You got to do something. And God is saying, there is provision in the kingdom, but it's not coming as you are sitting. It's coming as you are seeking. See, if you want a good life, you have to go and work. If you want the provision of the kingdom, you have to seek the kingdom. And it says, and his righteousness, because the kingdom and righteousness cannot be separated. It says, for the kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but it is joy, it's peace, joy, and righteousness in the Holy Ghost. So you seek the kingdom, which means you seek for the rulership of God over your life, and you submit to that rulership. You become a subject of the kingdom of God. And that kingdom requires righteousness, because you are a subject who walks in righteousness. All your needs he will supply according to his riches in glory. Anybody hearing me? Overflow. Overflow. God is doing his part to push you into the realm of the exceeding. He is doing his part to push you into the realm of the overflow. But you also have a responsibility. He has laid out the requirement. Seek the kingdom of God and His righteousness. The garments are coming, the food is coming, and the waters are overflowing. In the name of Jesus. Father, I bless your name for your goodness. I bless your name for your kindness. I bless your name for your righteousness. In the name of Jesus. Somebody say hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father, you are an awesome God, mighty in every way. Thank you, God, for your people that you continually watch over day and night. Thank you, God, for the provision that you have released into their lives. Thank you, God, for the realm of the exceeding, the realm of the overflow that you have pushed them into. Overflow of revelation, overflow of wisdom, overflow of understanding. Indeed, O God, without contradiction, the lesser is always blessed by the greater with the intention of the blessed to being a blesser in the name of Jesus. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God, for the anointing. Thank you, God, for the anointing. Thank you, God, for the anointing and for the liberty and the liberation that has come over your people. In the name of the author and the finisher of our faith, the high priest of our confession, the captain of our salvation, the kinsman redeemer, Jesus Christ of Nazareth, the son of David, we have prayed. Amen, amen, and